The U.S. has 14 free trade agreements with 20 nations, and two new ones are in the pipe, the Transatlantic Partnership with the European Union and the Trans-Pacific Partnership with Asia, referred to as the TPP. Boon Tan, Senior Director for Global Trade at the World Trade Center, Arkansas, says there are 12 members in the TPP, including the United States.
The TPP will also increase the transparency and certainty of businesses, all right? It also improve intellectual property protections and promote the rule of law throughout the regions.
Now, Arkansas currently trades with four TPP nations.
We export about 1.4 billion of goods and services to Canada. From this number alone, you can see TPP plays a very important role for the state of Arkansas.
Walmart, the world's largest retailers, a corporate sponsor of the Arkansas World Trade Center. Walmart's also a key member of the Business Roundtable, a public policy interest group that lobbied Congress for fast-track trade negotiations. According to the Journal of Commerce, Walmart is the biggest importer of foreign goods in the U.S., including Chinese products. More than 5,000 Chinese companies have supply contracts with Walmart, according to China Business Weekly. Walmart also operates more than 400 retail units in China, but China is not involved in the Pacific Trade Agreement. That's because China is negotiating its own 16-member trade alliance, which excludes the United States, Japan, Australia, and South Korea. Alan Hughes, president of the Arkansas American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, that's AFL-CIO, says American job loss protections are not guaranteed.
A lot of times when they open the trade up like that, next thing you know, jobs are leaving right along with if you're making something, it goes over there because they're counting on the cheap labor. No regulations on worker safety and other issues.
Unions hold up the North American Free Trade Agreement as an example, struck in 1994. It promised 200,000 U.S. jobs, but by 2010, 700,000 jobs were lost.
It's not that we oppose these trade agreements. Let's make sure they're done right. Let's make sure it protects jobs in the United States so we can afford to buy the U.S.-made products that we make.
Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, a staunch consumer advocate, recently published Broken Promises, a fact sheet on failed free trade labor standards. Fayetteville resident Joyce Hale recommends reading that article. The public policy and eco-activist began tracking free trade 5 years ago.
The executive branch will sign the agreement before Congress votes, and then Congress will be limited to an up-and-down vote with no amendments and no debate beyond 20 hours. But if you really want to get the big picture of where this is headed and who's involved, I would highly recommend that anyone do a good job of going to Public Citizen. There you will find all of the different industries that are benefiting or being hurt by this and why Fast Track was an essential part of making this a reality.
The White House has posted its analysis on the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic partnerships online as well. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.